when you walk into the ring with the number one heavyweight of the world, you'll be ready, won't you? Why? Because I waited for 50 years to make you ready. You'll be able to spit nails, kid. Like the guy says, you're gonna eat lightning and you're gonna crap thunder. You're gonna become a very dangerous person.
Our show's name pays tribute to the Boer Trekkers of South Africa, who in 1838 soundly defeated 30,000 Zulus on the bank of the Nkomo River, thereafter called Blood River, from the water turning red with the blood of the slain. Miraculously, no Boer Trekker died and only three were wounded. Now your friend, Eddie Miller, will be your ambassador for tonight's show.
Dear Blood River Radio family, thank you so much for hanging on. We've got two other guests tonight. We have the Alabama Lone Wolf. He hadn't been in quite a while. I think we've had y'all, our family, praying for him. He's been through a hell of a lot. I'm not kidding you. He's the toughest nails. I was surprised he's doing what he's doing after what he's been through. I'm not going to say what he's been through because I don't want to get accused, convicted on the HIPAA laws, federal law. anyway, disclosing health information, although the federal government does it all the time. And we also have the bell cow. She's like Big Ben up in New York. She's always there, always there. Before we go to them, I'm just going to make a quick paragraph or so. I was going to write up a statement about USS Liberty week, a month, but here's, and I don't want people to take this the wrong way, but God knows I love the sailors. I love them. I've been down there. They're like my brothers, but here's my opinion, and maybe I'm wrong because maybe they've been beat down because for 57 years, I've been told some of them have been butting their head against the wall, trying to get recognition, trying to get at least an investigation about Israel. But here's the bone to pick I have with some of them. Some of them will talk about the liberty all day long, but you just start talking about the Jew and Israel, and they go cold. They're still, I mean, even all the hell, and I'm not all of them now, but all the hell they've been through, one of them was this horribly wounded, but yet he doesn't want to talk about who did it. They don't want to talk about really the solution. It's just, and I don't think, I can put it this way. If I'd have been on that ship and I'd had my ass tore up like they did, I probably would have been died in prison because I would have raised so much hell. And I don't understand why they hadn't. That's the big mystery I have about the sailors of the USS Liberty. I'll tell them that too. The next show we have, because nothing can ever be done about the USS Liberty or all these other crimes that have been committed against us through peaceful methods. Nobody has ever accomplished anything through peaceful methods when it has to do with winning your freedom, winning your liberty, especially once you've lost it. Liberty has never been won peaceably. It's never been regained peaceably. That's just the way it is. And I don't understand why they're not willing to get down and dirty. And that's all I'll say about that. Since Sister Nancy is she's our elder statesman here, since she's a lady, we'll introduce her first, and then we'll introduce, everybody knows the Alabama Lone Wolf, but since he's been gone so long, we'll introduce him. So how are you doing tonight, Miss Belcal?
I'm doing better. What I was going to say to start out with is that a man, and I'll follow up later on more about him, Jesse Lee Peterson, has called for July to be called White Month. So we need to keep that in mind. And if you want me to go ahead and give the tar and feathering, I can do that. And also the heroes.
Let's introduce Rand for a second. Let him say hello since it's been gone so long. And then we can go right back to you, Sister Nancy. How you doing tonight, Lone Wolf?
I'm doing good, and I'm blessed, Eddie. And it's good to be back on the program with you. And it's always good to be on with Miss Nancy. And I appreciate all the support, the prayers over the last few weeks. But I'm on the up and up, and plan to go back to work next week and try to ease my way back into work. I'm not going to try to overdo it, but I'm good. and I'm glad to be on the program with y'all today.
Well, I always feel at home when I have you and Sister Nancy on, because you and I are like Velcro to the brain and the soul. I look at you as a brother, and we see probably more eye to eye than most everybody else in this movement, in this so-called brotherhood. Well, thank you. I'm so glad you came back, and I really appreciate you and love you like a brother, Ran. I really do, and I know you feel the same way about me and other like-minded brothers. Anyway, so Sister Nancy, if you will, I think you said you wanted to start off with your tar and feather. And so now, do you have plenty of tar and plenty of dirty feathers on hand?
Oh, of course. I'll always have it boiling in the backyard. Always ready.
Well, all righty. Let's get with it then.
Okay. For this week, the tar and feathering will again go to Netanyahu. He's been invited to speak to both houses of Congress, and he is going to be the very first foreign leader to address joint houses of Congress four different times. Not just once, but this will be the fourth time, and no other foreign leader has addressed the joint houses of Congress that many times. Now I'm going to give my heroes list. It's going to be the Code Pink protesters in D.C. They have been really active for months protesting this genocide and horror that is going on in Gaza. Back to White Month, or we can call it White History Month, and who wants to identify this month of July as White History Month? Believe it or not, he is a black conservative pastor born in Midway, Alabama. That is Jesse Lee Peterson. Now, he has been on many videos, and here's the title of a couple of them. One of them is called "Trayvon Was a Thug, Not an Innocent Little Kid." Another one of his videos is "Scams, How the Black Leadership Exploits White America." He also talks to an overeducated woman and asks her if blacks could be racist. And, of course, her reply really was not committal. I mean, basically, she felt that blacks couldn't be racist. And it was really funny what Jesse Lee Peterson said. He said, why are the educated people so failing in common sense? So he also said, he's telling a white woman that's a college graduate that he found that educated people really have no common sense. And I really like this guy. He also says that whites need to have more children, and that they are the way he put it, they are pretty much the elite of the different races. So this is a man who's telling it like it is, telling the truth. I'm sure that he's gotten a lot of flack being a black man, but I wonder, Rand, if you have heard of Jesse Lee Peterson. He's from Alabama.
Yes, I have, and I actually viewed that link that you had emailed us where he's talking to that educated woman and hit her pretty hard with the common sense issue. The only thing that my comment would be right off the bat about Mr. Peterson is it's just a crying shame that we don't have more white men speaking out in the same fashion that Mr. Peterson will speak out in.
Bingo.
Isn't that the truth? Isn't that the truth? But, you know, we need to, you know, if a black or a Jew does do something positive, I want to be honest about what they're doing, because I really think that this man is a light in a dark tunnel, so to speak. And the people who are protesting with the Code Pink, I'm sure there's a lot of Jews that are with Code Pink. But at least they're doing something, in my opinion. I don't understand. It looks to me like there's no teeth at all in the UN to ever stop this slaughter. It is going to go on forever, I guess, until they totally wipe out the whole all of Gaza. Now they're attacking the West Bank. I read somewhere they're trying to give some of it. I guess they wanted the state wants to take it and give it to settlers. Well, they've been doing that anyway. But there didn't seem to be any teeth in any of these trials or arrest warrants. Nobody seems. Now, I know in the past they have had UN forces to to go to Haiti, I guess, to settle the looting. Anyway,
Sister Nancy, we have to go to our first break of the second hour. Miss Belkow, I'll be right back. Just a few seconds, folks.
Hello, friends. This is Jacob from Blood River Radio. We call the kings into account and tell the truth to shame the devil on this show every week because we are of the firm conviction that our cause cannot succeed without true revival amongst the remnant, amongst that principled minority of the dispossessed majority. Now is the time to stand and be counted, to do like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, who would not bow down to the false idols of their day, even under pain of death, like the 300 mighty men of valor who surrounded the Midianites with Gideon, or the 7,000 men that God told the prophet Elijah had not bowed their knees to Baal in a time when even calling fire down from heaven would not awaken our kinsmen from their slumber. If you are encouraged by our labors in the trenches for the kingdom and the cause of truth, liberty, and righteousness, I urge you to consider supporting this program. No donation is too small. We can do with thousands or even hundreds what our enemies and the powers and the principalities of this present darkness need tens of millions to do. So please donate today at BloodRiverRadio.com and help us take up the hedge and stand in the gap against the great evils of our time.
Have you ever heard of Loving Liberty Ladies? Well, the Loving Liberty Ladies are here to help you learn our American heritage and the way it affects today's society. The Loving Liberty Ladies also have a discussion guide called Proclaim Liberty. And with this guide, you can start your own group in your hometown. Get yours today on our website at lovingliberty.net. Look for our lesson supplements, too. They're free. To hear all the special offers and to join the fight for freedom and liberty, please go to lovingliberty.net.
The spirit of the American West is alive and well in Range Magazine, the award-winning quarterly devoted to the issues of the American West. Each issue contains informative articles, breathtaking imagery, as well as the culture of cowboy spirit today, and gift ideas like this year's Buckaroo calendar. Order online from rangemagazine.com. Loving Liberty Network salutes the spirit of the American West at rangemagazine.com.
I'll tell you one thing that every good soldier knows. The only thing that counts in the end is power. Naked, merciless force!
Dear Blood River Radio family, if I had time, but I don't have time to tell you about what I was telling Sister Nancy and Brother Rand during the break. She said, Jesse Lee said, why is it that pretty much why, or the more educated people, the more educated you get, the less common sense you have. Maybe next week, maybe I'll have time to go into that because I know why. I know who did it. Anyway, back to you, brother Rand.
Okay, I agree with Miss Nancy about giving people credit when credit is due, and since she had mentioned Brother Peterson and some of his comments, I would like to, and I'm no Taylor Swift fan, but I'd like to give Taylor Swift a little bit of credit recently for supporting a pro-Gaza promotion. I think it was in New York City. I think it was a comedian that was putting it on to raise money to help people, some of the Palestinians in Gaza. But the thing was that Megyn Kelly, you know, Megyn Kelly, the famous, I guess she used to be with Fox. I don't think she's with Fox anymore. Well, she come out land-blasting her, calling for a boycott. But see, that just shows that the people on the conservative right and how far Zionism has taken these people. But what I wanted to say is I just wanted to give a little credit to Taylor Swift. You know, regardless of what you may think about some of her other politics or music, which I don't think I've ever heard a song that she sang, but I wanted to give her a little bit of credit. And not to jump around too much, I had promised a friend of mine, a brother in the movement, Lewis Davis, over in Tallahassee. Last Saturday, they had a dedication to two new monuments that they put up at the Tallahassee Armory Guards, Camp 1921 in Tallahassee, Alabama. They erected two statues, one to General Nathan Bedford Forrest and one to Robert E. Lee. They're both about 4.5-5 foot tall, sitting on about 9 foot marble. They're beautiful. I haven't saw them in person. I saw pictures of them, but I just wanted to give a shout out and let people know that they are, you know, as fast as some people may be taking down monuments, there is some people around that are putting them back up. So I just wanted to give a shout out to the Tallahassee Armory Guards in Tallahassee, Alabama, and my brother in the cause, Lewis Davis.
Fran, no, that's not the National Guard, is it? Is it the National Guard Armory?
No,
surely
no,
not.
It's just called the Tallahassee Armory Guards. That's
okay, I was gonna say
their camp.
Okay, yeah. Okay, I was gonna say they play hell putting out that. I've said that would those statues wouldn't be there a week from now if they were on this Yankee federal land. So that is great. You told me about that. I wish I could have gone down there. I wish we could have gone. We could have broadcast the program from down there, but it just wasn't in the cars. But anyway, go ahead, Sister Nancy.
Hey, Rand. You know, another thing that our let's call him Geriatric Joe did recently, within the last few days. Remember the Confederate? It was a great train robbery. There were two Yankees that stole the train, and apparently they were trying to tear up the tracks in Georgia and move on to some other place, and they were captured by the Confederates and executed, which is very unusual. And old Joe granted a Medal of Honor to both of these men's descendants. So, you know, that's, again, they're honoring the Yankees. I don't know how he got into this particular issue, but anyway, that's what he did recently. Of course, I'm sure they're not going to be honoring any of our Confederate dead heroes at all.
Yeah,
but
that brings up a question, not to interrupt you, but when's the last time that you've heard anybody, man or woman, either side of the aisle, say one hint of any kind of support for a Confederate officer, be it General Lee, General Jackson, Nathan Bedford Forrest, or speak out, you know, like Trump said, they was good people on both sides of the issue in Charlottesville. But when have you heard anybody else say anything about it, really, you know?
I've got another little issue to bring up. I was very, very disappointed to see the outspoken MP in England, George Galloway, who lost his re-election. He's actually in the Workers' Party at Rochdale, and the Labour Party candidate won. I guess they took pretty much the entire seats, many of the majority of the seats in Parliament. But the reason I hated to see him deposed and to fail to win his re-election is he was an outspoken advocate for the Palestinians. And there was a lot of Palestinians in his area, and I know about him from years ago when he was trying to bring aid to Gaza in the blockade that they had against Gaza, I'm going to say about 10 years ago. So he's been actively supporting the Palestinians for years. And he had a lot of advocates in that area of Rochdale. But of course, they were Arabs, and they were ones who put him into power. And he had a big landslide vote, but he was only in power. Now he's been in Parliament before, but at any rate, he didn't win this time because the Labour Party took pretty much took the majority of parties, I guess, a majority of candidates this time.
You know, Miss Nancy, your tired feather was on baby killer Netanyahu. You know, just the thought of what's about to take place, and has took place, like you said, a few other times, it's sickening. It's absolutely sickening to my stomach to know that the leadership, or so-called leadership of our country, is going to parade a woman and granddaddy and grandmama and baby killer, you know, in Washington, and they all going to carry on about him, and it's just sickening, you know. And I would say he needs more than tar and feather. Probably need some of Brother Eddie's piano wire, you know.
Yes.
Little piano wire. Absolutely.
Just like they have Zelensky from Ukraine, you know. Yeah, they're different, but they're kind of the same in a way. I know Zelensky's just a puppet, where Netanyahu, he probably controls the United States as far as that goes. You know, has a big hand in controlling it for sure.
Yeah, I believe Bibi Netanyahu, they've got a date set. And I mean, the Congress, both houses, and especially the Republicans, I mean, they will be hoping that they can kiss his feet. Maybe he'll bear his feet, and they could just go up there and kiss his feet. I think that's what they ought to do. His neck and feet.
Would. And you know, y'all, it wouldn't be any different, you know, if it was Trump. I mean, if he was in office, it'd probably be the same thing going on, you know, just be honest. And I know Trump says a lot of good things, and he's got a lot of support and a lot of hope by the American people invested in him. But I think they're going to be really disappointed, you know, and not to get off track too much. You know, just like that debate deal other night, you know, people see it and they say, well, Joe, you know, look at his condition. Well, we've known his condition for quite a while. I'm of the opinion that the Democrats or the leftists or the Marxists or the Antichrist, whatever you want to call these people, they already threw with Joe, or they wouldn't have let him up there in that condition. They would have either, you know, maybe impersonated him somehow or another, or either had him juiced up on this cocktail thing that I read about. They say he gets up at 10 and he's ready to go back at 4. So he only functionable somewhat from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Well, what if North Korea launches a daggum warhead, you know, in the middle of the night at 12 a.m.? I mean, who's going to be making any decisions? Think about it. Think about Jill going in there and trying to wake old Sleepy Joe up at 12 a.m. and saying, hey, baby, North Korea's just launched a nuclear warhead. What we need to do, I mean, it's going to take him to 10 o'clock to wake up. You're going to be blowed up by then. I mean, you know, it's really unreal. If it wasn't so serious and so frightening, really, if you think about it, it would be comical. But it's not comical, because we're just a moment away from somebody. Do you know, I read, and y'all probably already knew this, you know, there's enough nuclear weapons just on the Russian and United States submarines to blow up the whole world? They don't need nothing else, just the ones on the submarines to blow up the whole world. And we've got leaders that just kind of lackadaisical go about their business, you know, talking about the Russians and threatening the Russians and supplying all these arms. And for what? I mean, my goodness, we need somebody. And if Trump gets elected, I do hope this is one of the things that he might pursue to do, is to sit down with Mr. Putin and say, look, let's talk about this, or let's make some kind of agreement before the whole thing goes to hell, you know?
Well, Rand, as soon as we come back from this break, I want you to go right back on that, because that is probably one of the most, that's probably the most important thing we got going right now. Be right back, folks.
Protecting your liberties. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
Summer is upon us and the weather is beautiful. Everyone has a favorite outdoor activity. Golf, bike riding, bird watching, long walks. Ask 100 people and you'll get 100 answers. But if everyday aches and pains are keeping you on the sidelines, I have one answer. Relief Factor. Relief Factor is a 100% drug-free daily supplement that helps your body fight pain naturally. Developed by doctors, Relief Factor uses a unique formula of natural ingredients. It doesn't just mask pain. It helps reduce or even eliminate it. Wherever you're hurting, back, neck, joints, or muscles, in 3 weeks or less, you'll start to feel the difference all day, every day. So whatever you like to do, swimming, pickleball, hanging out in the garden, Relief Factor can help you feel good again and let you enjoy all your favorite outdoor activities all summer long. ReliefFactor.com, 1-800-4-RELIEF, 1-800-473-5433. Fight pain naturally with Relief Factor.
The Interior Department approving the proposed Atlantic Shores offshore wind farm in New Jersey.
The approval gives a major boost to a project that would be the state's first. The project still requires an additional federal approval of its construction and operations plan and two state-level permits before construction can begin. Interior Secretary Deb Haaland says this is the ninth offshore wind project approved under the Biden administration. Atlantic Shores will be built between Atlantic City and Long Beach Island with 195 wind turbines. John Scott reporting.
New York City authorities say three people have been killed, eight injured when a pickup drove into a group celebrating the 4th of July. Police Chief Jeffrey Madry says the truck came down a street, quote, at an extremely high rate of speed, and then drove onto Manhattan's lower east side. Breaking news and analysis, townhall.com. Police say two people have been killed, three others wounded in violence in a Southern California beach city. Authorities arresting a 26-year-old Huntington Beach resident on suspicion of murder and attempted murder.
It's heartbreaking. It's just tragic. Just whether I know personally or not, just something I hate to hear happen to anybody.
Al Pacella lives in a neighborhood nearby and says friends were just getting together for fun.
We're just a get-together, just in the courtyard. It's something they do every year and periodically throughout the summer. Just get-together with the neighbors and some local friends that live in the neighborhood and just laying off some fireworks and a lot of food. And
shootings and other violence during the extended 4th of July weekend, leaving at least 33 people dead, dozens wounded in Chicago alone. At least 11 people have been killed. More on these stories, townhall.com.
This is a battle between truth and deceit, a battle between forces that would enslave this country in darkness and between a media that wants to present you with the truth.
We are being censored. America's news outlets no longer provide the truth. 90% of news outlets in the United States are controlled by six corporations. The mission of the Epoch Times is to chase the truth, to ground all statements in fact.
TheEpicTimes.com.
Looking for an IT partner that truly understands your needs? Managed IT Services is the answer. We meet with you regularly to discuss your goals and form a tailored technology plan. Our customers have called us a trusted advisor who delivers. When it comes to IT, we do it all. Firewalls, cloud storage, server migration, and more. Say goodbye to long-term contracts and hello to a team that earns your business month after month. Call 801-706-6980 now and let Managed IT Services transform your IT experience.
This is Attorney Jason Robb, General Counsel of the Knights Party, based out of Harrison, Arkansas, and proud supporter of Blood River Radio. I, like you, am concerned about the destruction of our beloved America and our racial kindred people and our cherished liberties. As an individual and as a nation, liberty is what we seek. Liberty is important. This will allow us to be independent, and if properly used, liberty allows us to fully worship God in all areas of life. And with that worship comes more liberty. We are on the verge of anarchy in this country, and personal liberty is looked upon as a crowning achievement of the people. However, Christianity and white law and order is viewed as the enemy of this newfound freedom, and that is why it is under attack. Learn more by listening to Blood River Radio every Saturday from 4 to 6 p.m.
Tell you something, boy, if I did give you power, you got nothing. Nobody gives you power. Real power is something you take.
Ooh, Blood River Radio family. Before we go back to Sister Nancy, a.k.a. the Bell Cow, I'm just going to say this. I think Biden would be the perfect candidate for the Democratic Party, because after all, the Democratic Party, everybody knows, is the Satanist Party. They're satanic. And, I mean... And so Satan represents a decrepit mind, a rotten body, rotten mind, rotten spirit, just you know, decadent morals. So I don't know of another candidate that has taken, that's just take showers with his grown daughter, that's, you know, has been selling out his own nation's most top secrets to the queer Zelensky in the Ukraine. In the Red Chinese, he did that. You know, the only people that did better than he did, probably, you know, Slick Willie Clinton sold out just trillions of dollars worth of our, he sold out our best stuff to the Red Chinese when he was in office. So, yeah, if you want, he's a pedophile. He's a, you know, he's a, you know, purported, what's that word I'm looking for?
Woman,
an alleged pedophile, an alleged sexual showers daughter. I mean, you know, what more could you get? Well, for he's, yeah, I'd vote for him by the Democrat, but go ahead, Sister Nancy, back to you.
I was saying it's kind of funny. The Republicans really don't care if it's Biden or Kamala Harris, because they feel like they're, both of them are going to lose. So, according to what you're saying, there's no better one than old Joe.
No,
so
Joe's the best.
Anyway, there are boxes, I'm sure they're in other cities and states, in which they have these boxes. The ones that I'm familiar with are at a couple little parks. And you can put a book in, you can take a book home, or you can take them all home, I guess. They're all free. It's kind of like a transfer agreement. And so I was doing some littering, and I found this box that was open. And, well, I opened it up anyway, and I was looking at the books that were in there. But I am a big reader. I have been in the past, and I see this book, and here's the title of it: Too Much and Never Enough, How My Family Created the World's Most Dangerous Man, by Mary L. Trump. The book sells for about $28. It had a cover on it. It was absolutely perfect, probably never been read. Now, I already knew that Mary Trump had written a negative book about her uncle. Donald Trump is her uncle. That was her father's brother. And I wouldn't have wasted my money to buy it, because I just thought it's going to be, you know, a family at odds. And it's a little bit more than that. I came away feeling, yes, she had a crow to pick with the family. The old man Trump, Fred Trump, the father, seemed to be only interested in his work, which was building these residential properties in and around, I guess, New York. And he did a lot of work that was involved in getting these government-assisted loans right after the war. So he made a fortune. He had his oldest brother, his oldest son was also named Fred, and they nicknamed him Freddie, and that he was the father of the author of this book, Mary Trump. What she felt was that Fred was so brutal and in kind of heartless person. He wanted Freddie, the oldest son, to take over his empire, but Freddie was, I guess, a little too sensitive and had a hard time facing up to the insults and the drama. And he became an alcoholic, and actually he died quite young, and the mother had separated or divorced. The family, even though this is the granddaughter and she has a brother, they almost decided, you know, they almost felt like that these two, even though they were grandchildren, were denied affection. The mother was despised. I mean, this was nothing. If you read the book, you'll come away with a feeling. This was a nasty, crass family, and the father and even the mother created Donald Trump as a flamboyant salesman, basically. And he got a lot of advantages from his father, and he did create a lot of financial bankruptcies. But I think it is an interesting book. I was glad I read it, and I think what it boils down to is that Donald Trump is a product of a very dysfunctional Yankee family who I think had connections to Jews. Fred Trump had a lot of connections with rabbis and various Jewish people, which I know that's typical in New York. But the son, Fred, the oldest son, now how could this be possible? When he went to the university, he became a member of a Jewish fraternity. So explain that to me. So anyway, that's just briefly a brief description of this book, which I found it to be quite interesting. She and her brother, Mary Trump, I knew it was going to be negative. They were pretty much cut out of the will. Fred Trump and his wife, apparently they hated her mother. And I don't know, it was a very, very crude, crass people. I mean, they were just really driven for every penny, basically. But I think it also explains this flamboyance and this I can do better and I am the best that comes out of Donald Trump. So that's my take on it. And I got a free book.
Well, I'll tell you what, that's wonderful that you got a free book like that. Is that Well, I'll tell you what, let's just go over and see what the Alabama Lone Wolf has to say about all that. Plus, he got a few other things he'd like to chime in on.
Well, I've just had something come across my mind while I was listening to Paul Fromm and Sister Monica about entitlements and the entitled and so forth and so on and what's going on in Canada. But, you know, brother, you and I are the Eden. We were talking about the Ten Commandments, that one of the things that we could do as a society was getting back to some of those core beliefs, those commandments given to us by our Father that are so very important to a healthy society, in my opinion. And, you know, the book of Proverbs, it says the way of a fool is right in his own eyes.
And that's, that's true.
And that's where we're at today. One of the problems is, though, that we're not just and keep in mind that this commandment about envy, it's right in there with murder and lying. So it's not to be taken lightly. And one of the problems is not only are we violating that commandment, but in so many cases, people take pride in being envious, because envy is about not coveting what other people have. In this world of entitlement, that is exactly what they're doing. It's almost like they haven't had a call to arms, so to speak, or whatever, but it's a call to envy. They envy. I don't know if they just don't envy what white people have as far as wealth, possessions, or whatever, but I think they just envy white people in general about who we are and where we come from and what we've accomplished. I think it's just all about being jealous and envious. And, you know, that was one of Satan's downfalls. You know, of course, I know it's pride, but Satan was envious of our Father. I mean, Satan was a cherub. He sat right beside our Father on beside the mercy seat, the right hand of our Father. But that wasn't good enough for him. He envied him. He wanted to be him. And I think a lot of these people, black, brown, whatever, they want to be us, and they can't. They can't ever be us. And instead of going about it in a way, hey, y'all, let's get off our rear ends and let's go to work and let's work hard, and what we get, we can be proud of. They're not taught that, especially in the government schools anymore, but they're taught that they're entitled to this, that somebody should give it to them because they envy us so much, you know. And I just think that that getting back to those commandments, if we would just make some kind of move, or we could just have a movement to try to get back to some of those core beliefs and commandments, that it would just help our society in so many ways. But they've made this envy thing, it's normalized. It's not only normalized, it's politicized. It's just kind of right in the mainstream, so to speak.
I think you nailed it, Ren. We're going to go to a quick break, my brother. Be right back, people. Going to our last break, second hour.
Have you ever had great honey? No, I mean really good, all-natural, raw honey. Well, now you can, thanks to localhoneyman.com. We can ship out our locally made honey all across the U.S. So don't worry, you won't miss out. Plus, Local Honeyman has so many different flavors, like Utah Wildflower, High Desert Delight, Happy Valley, and Blackberry, just to name a few. So purchase your delicious raw honey today at localhoneyman.com.
Do you treasure your liberty? Well, at LovingLiberty.net, we most certainly do. And we want to help protect your liberty, too. Become part of the family. Everyone knows that the core of any society is the family. Therefore, the government should foster and protect the integrity of its family, we the people. Won't you join us as a Loving Liberty sponsor to help us promote the principles in the 5,000-year leap? Let's restore the miracle that changed the world at LovingLiberty.net.
During our war for Southern independence, the brilliant Confederate general Robert E. Lee foretold the decline of this country when he prophesied, "If those people," referring to the dictatorial federal government, "if those people win this war, the United States will become a bully abroad and a tyrant at home." As Lee predicted, it has come to pass. The principles laid out in our founding documents, our Declaration of Independence, and the individual rights protected in our Constitution have been vilified and discarded. But not everyone has surrendered. Blood River Radio brings you highly respected, intelligent guests not afraid to speak the truth when the truth in America today is censored and attacked. Your contributions keep us on the air in order to fight against the bullies abroad and the tyrants at home. Send your war contributions to Blood River Radio, P.O. Box 34636, Bartlett, Tennessee 38184. That address is on our website, www.bloodriverradio.com. Don't let the bullies and the tyrants win.
Come in the morning. Smells like victory.
Some folks are born made to wave the flag. Cool, they're red, white, and blue.
Dear Blood River Radio family, I'll make a quick comment on what Brother Rand said. Yes, absolutely. The non-white races, I mean, it's so blatantly obvious that they do envy white people. They are jealous of white people. Look how many. There's been a whole industry built up, especially in years past, where black people would try, they would go get their hair straightened out with these hot irons. They come out with all this bleach on their hair. You can't go anywhere without, in Memphis, without seeing these blacks with their, they bleach their hair out and try to bleach it blonde. And they even have these like, contact lenses you can get that look, but you look like your blue eyes. I've seen some of them like that. But nowadays it's kind of come around. A lot of the white young kids are trying to be black. In fact, I've heard Rand that the most dollars spent on rap music comes from well-off white kids. So anyway, back to you, Sister Nancy. I guess go back to you right quick, like, and I know Brother Rand has something he would like to talk about too, but go ahead, Sister Nancy.
Well, I really can't say. I've got a couple things, but the only thing I was going to mention to people that I like the nickname for Kamala Harris as Cackling Hen Harris or Cackling Henry.
Yeah.
Henny Harris, whatever. I think Trump wanted to call her Laughing Kamala. That's, we'll go back to that and follow up on that. Or whatever he wants to follow up with. Oh, I know. Great. I know one thing. The Mississippi schools are putting in, are forcing the commandments to be placed in all the schools. And I know there's going to be a backlash and a whole bunch of court cases come out of that.
Oh, I hadn't heard that.
No, I think it was Louisiana. I think it might have been Louisiana. Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah.
I think you might be right. Have you heard anything about that, Rand?
No, I hadn't, honestly. I haven't heard anything about that. But I did hear where a long-sitting Democratic representative of Texas, he's an older gentleman, I think his name's Durgan, from Texas, that he's come out and says it's time for Sleepy Joe to go. So I think they're done with him. And, you know, I just got to think that in the end, it's going to be Michael Obama is the one that they're going to put up there. Although I've read that they say that he, she, or whatever he is, don't want it, you know. And it's kind of funny if you think about it. Can you imagine Barack sitting in there? Come on, Michael, we get you in there, baby, and you know we could have another 8 years of power. And she said, I don't want to do all this. I don't want to have to travel. I don't want, but you know, I can just kind of imagine that conversation going on between those two, him begging her to do it, and she saying, I don't want to do it, you know. So who knows? I don't know. It possibly could be that the whole deal is lined up to put Trump back in there to kind of please the right, so to speak, because, you know, they play both sides of this, you know. So who knows? It's so much that goes on that we don't know what's real and what's not real. So I don't know how all that's going to play out. But, you know, I certainly would rather have Trump than Joe Biden or any of the other Democrats, but I still don't put a lot of faith in him making a whole lot of changes that would make a lot of difference, especially the difference that you and I and Miss Nancy and others that listen to this program would like to see come to pass. I don't see him doing it. I just don't see it, you know.
Well, I'll give you my take on it, Brother Rand. It really, and I know you'll agree with me, it really doesn't make any difference at all who they get for president in the empire. This empire, and Dr. Hill and I talked about this a couple of weeks ago when he was on, this empire has got to be taken down and done away with. One way, and I don't care how we do it. It's violence, fine with me. But it cannot be reformed. It's totally communist. And it's going to be extremely hard to get rid of it. It's going to be violent to get rid of it. But that's our only hope. We cannot. Trump. He might as well be a rabbi. He's a damn Jew. Even though they say, and I'm tired of saying, oh, we got to vote for the lesser of the two evils. I'll just repeat this again. We have to get rid of that Jewish-run criminal cabal. Solomon on the Potomac. We have to get rid of them, and we have to totally destroy that sandbox over there in Israel, because that's the only hope. And we have to. People, I know Dr. Hill, looking at the South, says we have to have a free Dixie, you know. But I'll tell you what: if you think you're going to have an ethno state, a white ethno state in this country without violence, without first and foremost, we have to get rid of those people that are have their boot on our neck. That so-called government in D.C., Sodom and the Potomac, is going to have to be dealt with. Because if we don't get rid of them, they're going to get rid of us. And I'm telling you flat out, they're out to kill us. They'll never be satisfied until every last white man and woman is dead. And so if we have to do, Sister Nancy and Brother Rand, we have to emulate our Jewish brothers that we love so much, the ones that killed 66 million white people in Russia during after the communist takeover there in 1918 up to the 60s. Alexander Solzhenitsyn said, as I've said this 100 times before, killed 66 million white people, predominantly white Christians, in the Ukraine, in Poland, in Russia. We have to do their example. We have to get rid of them. Will it take 66 million, 73 million? I don't know. But they've said, and I can tell you what, they've already said they're going to get rid of about 73 million of us. So we have to beat them to the punch. That's their only way out. It don't make a hoot in hell, you know, who they make president. I don't give a shit. They can put Howdy Doody up there, you know, Bozo the Clown. It doesn't matter. They got the same damn Jews, the same Satan-worshipping Jews running the whole damn thing. That's my take on it, Brother Rand. Back to you, Brother Rand.
Oh, yeah, and we know that the election of Donald Trump isn't going to change any of that, you know.
No.
No, as far as what you just spoke of, Brother Eddie, he's not going to be any different than what we've had the last 4 years, you know.
This election is pablum for the masses. It's bread and circus for the dim bulbs. And I know I'm no
absolutely.
Professor, but that's the way I look at it.
I hear some of my friends, you know, I had a friend of mine tell me this morning, and he's, you know, he's a brother in the cause. He said, you know, that Trump is our really only chance of turning the country around. Well, I couldn't disagree any more with that. You know, for one thing, I don't want to go back to what we thought America has been my whole lifetime. I don't want to go back to that. I want to go back to something cleaner, more refreshing. You talk a restart of what the South wanted when they peacefully break away from the Union in 1861. That's what we need to be shooting toward instead of trying to make America great again. Because it's arguable that America's ever really been great, you know. And I know a lot of people would cringe hearing that, but it's the truth if you really get down to the nuts and bolts of it, you know.
We've said before that same Solomon Potomac, the same people that bombed and looted and it just destroyed this, that raped the women in the South. They talk about all the women in Germany, in Ukraine, in Hungary were raped during the Second World War. The same thing happened to the South. The South suffered all that. We talked about that. This same Jew that did it to the South 1860 onwards, that's just, their offsprings were the ones that did it to the Germans in World War II and to the white Russians that butchered. Probably 100 million. If you count the dead, if you count the white dead on the Russian side, the dead, they said Russia lost 20 million in that war. The Germans lost 6 million. Look at Germany, France. Look at all the precious white blood that was spilled because of the same stinking Jew that just slaughtered our people in the South. And their same stinking Jew ancestors are running the same stinking criminal cabal in Washington D.C. Until, you know what? As long as there's one Jew left on this planet, we will never be safe. We've got to get rid of the Jew. That there's no other way because they're trying to get rid of us. And brothers and sisters, they've just damn near done it. They've damn near gotten, look at our population, the 29 states in the lower 48, that's like 3 years ago, the death rate of white people exceeded the birth rate. I mean, it doesn't take a genius to see where that's going. Back to you, Rand. We're almost out of time.
We want to go back to, I mean, that's not greatness to me, y'all. And do we want to go back to just one continual lie after another? I mean, they've lied about the reasons of the war of Northern Depression. They've lied about liberty. They've lied about World War II. They've lied about the Germans. They lie, lie, lie. Do we want to just continue with the false hope and the lies that they put out there? I don't.
You know. I don't either. We got to cut her off now. We got to transition. Dear Blood River Radio family, we got to transition to the third hour. We're going to pick up the bitter end of Gene. So if you will, take this long break. Go get you some water. Take a leak. Whatever you need to do. You got about 5 minutes. Be right back, folks.